T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Whew. I love this show, man. I love this audience. I do. These folks are connected, man. And that PPP stuff is amazing. It's amazing. Oh, there he goes. I find it amazing that I'm not blaming the government here, because I agree with what Sheehan said. Andy Sheehan with KDTV broke this. I agree that Trump threw $2 trillion at it. Biden's thrown, what, $6 trillion at it, maybe $8 trillion. It's so much money that they can't manage it all. They just look at the apps with computers and, right, actuarial programs. And then they come back later and they nail you if it's not legit. I hope these folks that are stealing end up punished. I had to grab one of my close friends, but one of the best attorneys in the country, because this is coming up day after day after day after day in offices around the world, but particularly in America, because folks are coming back to work. Look, man, I'm an idiot. I have no attention span. I can't focus. I'm unorganized if I'm at home. If I'm at home, man, I'm warming up food, I'm watching TV, I'm playing with the kids, working out, stupid stuff. There's no way I could effectively do this show at home. Lynn Hayes is different. She rocks it at home. It's her thing. Hey, man, Rush Limbaugh did his show at home for decades and crushed it. However, comma, folks are now saying to the boss, I'm not coming back. All over the country this is happening. No, man. And then the boss is saying, well, you got to get a shot. And they're saying, no, I'm not getting a shot. So you're not getting a shot and you're not coming back. Yeah, that's it. Okay. And I'll sue you if you make me come back. And so now, this is a fact. HR departments all over the country are freaking out. They got the big lawyers in there. What do we do? Huh? Steve won't come back. Mary won't come back. What do we do? I've been back. I had to come back. It's not because I'm a great employee. It's because I'm an idiot at home. Can't trust myself to focus. But in this little box, I'm cool. I had to grab John Perry, one of America's best lawyers and a close friend, to talk about this issue that's really important. JP, good morning. How are you?
Good, Marty.
I kind of laid it out. That is happening, is it not, sir? Folks are raising these issues, are they not?
Yeah, it's definitely water cooler chatter these days, to say the least.
And kind of, let's go through this, because I'm kind of confounded by this. So, number one, boss says, you got to come back to work. I say, right. Do I have to come back to work, sir?
Only if you want to get paid.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, so there was a case in the 80s. It was a Whirlpool case, yeah. Manufacturer Whirlpool. Went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court made it very clear that an employer does not have to pay employees if they refuse to return to work for what they called in that case imminent dangers. So I think, you know, listen, there's no case law on this, so what I'm telling you is my educated legal opinion, but I think that case applies, and I think it says that if an employee does not want to come back to work, they're not going to get paid. Now, that may change a little bit if they have legitimate disability. You know, folks with disabilities get different protections, but, you know, to the general public and most of your listeners, if they don't come back to work, then they're not going to get paid.
Hey, JP, this is John Perry. Honestly, one of the best attorneys in the country. We've been friends for 15 years, maybe longer. What if I say to the boss, hey, my man, look at my numbers. I'm selling more at home than I did at work. I'm staying at home. Do I have a case? Do I have a case?
No. Wow. I mean, you might have good grounds to negotiate, and hopefully your employer doesn't want to lose you. But no, performance isn't part of the analysis. I mean, you know, your employer is permitted to dictate the parameters of your working environment. And if you don't like it, you know, you have a couple of choices. One is to not go to work and not get paid. Second is to find another job. And, you know, third is to comply with the employer's wishes.
That's amazing. This is actually shocking to so many folks who say, you can't order me back. A question number two, and this is really happening a lot. The boss says, we need everyone here vaccinated. So if they say, Mr. Griffin, you got to get vaccinated, say, I ain't doing it. Do I have to get vaccinated, sir, to come back to work?
With limited exception, the answer is yes. And I don't really want to get into the exceptions because I don't want to counsel people on how
right.
to get one over on their employers. But for the general employed population, the answer is yes. The employer can require you to become vaccinated in order to return to work. That could theoretically change down the road because there has to be a justification for the employer to require that. And clearly in the throes of a pandemic and the numbers that we've seen, there is a strong justification. If we get to herd immunity and COVID becomes less of a concern than it is now, maybe this issue needs to be analyzed again, but we're not there yet.
Yeah.
And as it exists now, and as I predict it will exist at least through the calendar year, the employer does have the right to require you to be vaccinated.
JP, I've probably sent you a dozen articles. Everyone's lining up to sue. But when I first asked you about this, because folks have come to me and said, I'm going after the boss, you said it's not a good suit. The good lawyers are taking a pass on this, are they not, sir?
For a lot of reasons, yes. The good lawyers are passing.
It's not a good lawsuit.
Well, it's not good for a lot of reasons. Number one, whenever you're in the face of a pandemic, it calls for extreme measures. And I know because I listened to your show that, you know, people think the government's taken away their freedoms and la-di-da. But listen, we had a global pandemic that needed to be addressed, and you can look at other countries. We did pretty darn well. So the laws change when you're in a pandemic. But even if they didn't change, you don't just contract COVID in the workplace. We don't know where people are getting COVID. In order to sue your employer,
nice.
You have to show
nice.
That they were negligent in the workplace, meaning that they didn't provide for your safety. And, you know, if they require people to wear masks and there's hand sanitizer and so forth, they're doing what is the, quote, standard of care. So if they're doing what they've been told to do, they haven't done anything wrong. Secondly, how are you ever going to prove where you got COVID? How are you going to prove that you got it at the water fountain at work that you shouldn't have been using,
right.
as opposed to the supermarket. The third issue is that, at least in Pennsylvania, if you contract a work-related injury, your exclusive remedy is workers' compensation. So they may pay your medical bills and they may pay for your time off, but you don't have a private tort claim in order to sue your employer because you think you got COVID in the workplace.
That's amazing, man. JP, can you hang around for a minute? I got to talk about this big event.
Yep.
All right, man.
Yep.
You got to hang around. Got to ask him about, he's the boss. He's a partner in a really successful firm, and he has a fantastic group of attorneys, but what did he do at work? What's he doing at work? And we got to talk about this amazing event he's having. Hang in there. Fascinating discussion with JP, John Perry, one of the best attorneys in the country. We've been friends for, I don't know, 15 years. And JP says, look, the boss says you got to come back to work. You got to come back to work, with a few exceptions. And I would guess medical, right? If the boss says you got to get a vaccine. You got to get a vaccine, with a few exceptions, I would guess, medical and sometimes religious, I would guess. JP, kind enough to join us through the break. I got to get one more question, and then I got to talk about your event that I love. What about colleges saying, if you have a student coming back to wherever, they got to have a vaccine? Can they do that, sir?
The short answer is yes. One of the misconceptions, and it doesn't apply as globally with colleges because there is some government funding there, but I think, you know, the country and certainly a lot of your listeners are confused when they think that there are laws against private institutions such as colleges from promulgating rules. The government doesn't have the ability to tell private people how they're to run their lives and their businesses. Now, there are some exceptions. You know, if you fall into certain categories, you might get government rights. But, you know, you and I can start a club tomorrow where we can say that, you know, the only people we're going to let in are vaccinated people who have black masks, who bring a cane. If that's what we want to do, we're allowed to do it. And you know, that's the way, you know, if colleges think there is a need to have students vaccinated to keep other individuals safe, they have to do it. And frankly, setting aside that it's a vaccine and folks may not believe in it, we expect that in society. We expect that when we go someplace, from a movie theater to a restaurant to a college, that whoever is running the business is going to take steps to keep us safe. In this case, because you can't see it, you can't hear it, you can't feel it, people think that the coronavirus isn't a real threat. But it is. And it'd be no different than a college mandating that, you know, kids walking into a building had to go through a metal detector. If there were a bunch of shootings on a college campus and the college didn't put in metal detectors, they'd get sued for not protecting the other students. So, unfortunately, that's the reality of the world we live in. And sometimes, you know, we're forced to do things that don't sit right with us. But, you know, sometimes we have to protect the general public over individual rights.
Attorney John Perry, JP, what did you do at your place? I know you've been there every day like I have, but what do? Are folks coming back? Are you giving them the option?
Yeah, we gave them the option, and everybody, you know, chose to come back. And, you know, we have safety protocols in place. And if anybody is exposed, you know, they were supposed to stay home and not come in. And, you know, fortunately, we've been back since the city allowed us back, yes, which is almost a year now. And, you know, we've had no problems in our office.
And do you ask folks or tell folks to get the vaccine?
So we haven't mandated it, but the majority of our workforce has been vaccinated.
Hey, all right. So he has my favorite charity, quite frankly. It's called Pennies from Heaven. Cliff Notes version, decades ago. How long ago did your son have cancer?
Yeah, he was diagnosed in 1999.
Right. So decades ago. And JP was in the hospital, and him and his wife said, my God, these folks can't afford lunch. They can't afford to stay in town. And that's how Pennies from Heaven was born, right?
Correct.
In essence. And how much money have you raised since, sir? Pennies from Heaven.
Over $3 million.
Wow. And how much of it went to the charity?
Every penny, over $3 million.
Right, which is amazing in itself, because you run a law firm and your amazing wife runs this charity and you take nothing out of it. How many families have you helped, sir?
Well, I don't have updated numbers. Last count, we were over 650,000 families.
That's amazing.
And benefited from a pension.
I just love you. I would hug you, but you won't let me, but it's amazing. It's my favorite charity. He's such a good friend that I love to call him friend because he steps up like this. All right, talk about your event, man.
Yeah, so we haven't had fundraising for over a year, but, you know, thanks to a lot of people, including people we don't know who heard about us on your show, thank you, sustained us through, you know, the year-long absence from fundraising. So we're going on with our 26th and a half, and we gave ourselves half credit because we planned it last year and had to cancel it, but it's the Apple Open Golf Outing, which is June 1st. It's always the Tuesday after Memorial Day at Treesdale, which is a fantastic track for folks to play. And it's a scramble. We have modified it for COVID this year, so there's no indoor activities. Everything will take place outside, including a boxed lunch, which will be served on the course so that, you know, there's no risk of anybody being exposed to COVID. And, you know, it's a great day of golfing and fortunately, we got 90% of our sponsors back, you know, despite the year of absence. And so, you know, we should make, you know, I don't know, $40,000 to $60,000 having fun on a golf course.
All right, tell folks how to get info, brother. Tell them how to get to this information if they want it.
Yeah, thanks. Easiest way is Pennies from Heaven, Pittsburgh. If you Google that, our website will come up. You go to the events page, and there's a link right there, which takes you to all the details in the registration page for the Apple Open.
Hey, how's the legal business? Is it coming back?
Yeah, it's coming back
crawling.
In pieces, you know.
Crawling.
Yes, I mean, some counties have gone back to, you know, live. I was fortunate to try a jury case a couple months ago in an outlying county. We're not back in person yet in Allegheny County, but we're looking to get there. And I think, you know, I think by the time snow flies again, I think the legal community will at least be back to a semblance of what we were.
JP, thanks, my man.
Thank you, Marty.
It's great info. The best charity I know, Pennies from Heaven, Pittsburgh. Pennies from Heaven, Pittsburgh. Check it out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.